أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن يكاد الذين كفروا ليزلقونك بأبصارهم لما سمعوا الذكر ويقولون إنه لمجنون وما هو إلا ذكر للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Concluding the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of yet another plot and another plan of the Quraysh of Makkah against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and certainly those who disbelieved were engaged, لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ, that they will cause you to slip, or they will cause you to falter, بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ, with their eyes. لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرِ, when they heard the dhikr, they heard the remembrance, and that refers to the advice, and that is the Qur'an Sharif. وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ, and they said, certainly he is insane, that is our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Some commentators have explained that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about they tried to cause Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to slip, to trip, to stumble by their eyes. One interpretation is that they tried to create terror in the hearts of Rasulullah, in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by looking at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a way, such a manner, that it would terrify any human being. But our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this unique strength, this spiritual power that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as a matter of fact, from amongst the miracles and the mu'ajizat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions one such mu'ajiza that a person at a long distance away, a month's distance away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who would try to harm him, that person will be terrified, that person will be struck by the awe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala places in his heart. So that did not work. Then Imam Baghawi rahmatullah alayhi and other commentators have expressed another way how they tried to cause Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam harm. They tried to cause him to slip and to deviate from his maqsad and his objective. That in Makkah Mukarramah, there were people that had this evil glance, this evil eye. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ حَقٌّ, that this evil glance or the evil eye, that when one person casts a glance on someone or something, and because of the bad feelings of that person's heart, the jealousy in the heart of the one that glances, whatever they look at becomes negatively affected. Now this is a reality. We all deal with this on a daily basis. We do not need to go into it into detail. In the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayh, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we ourselves, if we glance at anyone, we glance at ourselves, we glance at their goods, their property or our property, then seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help by asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to place barakah in that particular thing. For certainly the evil eye is a reality, it is a truth. So in Makkah Mukarramah were those people, and particularly one person, that his eye was of such an evil nature, that glance of his was so evil, in other words, that heart was so evil, that even if he looked at a camel, and camels were generally very strong animals, or any other animal of a person, then that animal will be affected, and in many instances those animals will die. So they brought such a person to now cast this glance upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But obviously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every form of protection. Allah had granted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a great amount of strength. In some narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when they heard the dhikr, they heard this Quran, they tried to affect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam even in that way. And obviously, they failed in that. وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ. From the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warded away this allegation that they made against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they would say certainly, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, that he is insane. And hence in this manner, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this kind of obstacle that they tried to create for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the Quran Sharif is nothing but a dhikr. It is nothing but advice for the whole universe, for the whole of mankind. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows this magnanimous nature of the Quran Sharif, that no matter what the condition of a person may be, a person may be plunged in the depths of kufr, and in the depths of kufr and hatred for Allah and hatred for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he hears one ayat of the Quran and suddenly his entire life changes and he becomes a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whatever the nature of a person's heart be, whatever the condition of a person be, this Quran offers advice to the person at the particular level of that individual. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the great nature of the Quran. But yet these people, when they would hear the Quran Sharif, then in their hearts, this conspiracy against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would begin to erupt and it would begin to boil, and they would try every way to stop Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes the surah with this beautiful advice to the entire mankind, that if you're looking for the dhikr, if you're looking for the advice, if you're looking for the reminder, then we will find the reminder in this Quran. So many years has passed, but it seems as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is delivering the message right now to us, and that is that fresh nature of the Quran Sharif. Each time we recite it, we will find a different form of solace, a different form of advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and a very, very important aspect, this Quran does not belong to me, it is not my Quran, no, it is your Quran. In huwa illa dhikrul lil alameen. This Quran is a reminder for the whole of mankind, and this is what we need to take to the whole of mankind, the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.